Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzil Nosam Epnei Adonai. A person could save any holy svarim, whether they be Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, from a burning house on Shabbos. He can carry them into a Mavoi, even though normally it's Asa Midrabanan to carry from a house into a Mavoi on Shabbos. Itmar, Hayukosum Ksuvim Targum, O Bekal Lashon. Books of Tanakh written in other languages, according to the opinions in Megillah and Daf Ches, that they can be used to lane from, can certainly be saved from a fire on Shabbos. According to the opinion that they cannot be used for laning, then we have a machloka samurai. Rafuna Amar Ein Matzilin Osan. Rafuna says they cannot be saved. When the Mishnah speaks of Svarim that are Ksuvim Bekal Lashon, it's only teaching that such Svarim require Geniza, but not that they can be saved from a fire. Rav Chista Amar Matzilin. Rav Chis says they can be saved, and when the Mishnah adds that they require Geniza, it's teaching the additional Chiddush that Makak Shalahen Tu'un in Geniza, that even the worn out and wormy pieces of them require Geniza. The Gemara tries to challenge Rav Huna from several Brises, but Rav Huna responds that any opposing Brises either reflect the opinion that translations can be used for laning, or that they represent an opinion in Tanayim that Rav Chista follows, while Rav Huna follows an opposing view in Tanayim. Tan Rabbanan, Habrachos Vakamei, and Aval Pishesh Ben Osio Shoshemu, Minyonos Harbe Shabbatora, Ein Matzil Nosam Hadleika. The Brisa teaches that Brachos and special amulets can have holy names of Hashem and lots of Torah themes written in them, but still cannot be saved from a fire on Shabbos. That is why Kosvei Brachos Kisarfei Torah. We consider people who write Brachos to be like they're burning the Torah, since if there were a fire on Shabbos, we wouldn't be allowed to save these writings, they would get totally burnt. Once, when Rabbi Shmuel was investigating whether somebody had been writing brachos, the fellow heard that Rabbi Shmuel was coming and drowned all his writings in water, actively drowning them in water and directly destroying them, which is a much worse violation than writing them in the first place. The Reish Kalusa asked Rabbi Rav Huna if you can save Svarim that were written in colored ink from a burning house on Shabbos. Although Rabbi Rav Huna originally thought they cannot be saved, once he heard that Rav Amnuna taught a Braisa that they can be saved, he responded, Itanya Tanya. He has to refer to a Braisa. The Braisa that strongly implies that they can be saved says that one of the differences between Megillah and the other Svarim is that Megillah must be written in Diyo, in black ink. Rashi explains that if other Svarim can be written in other colors, you can certainly save them from a fire when they're written in other colors, because they would still be kosher as Kisvei HaKodesh. Rav Huna Bar Chalav asked Rav Nachman whether a Sefer Torah that had only fewer than 85 letters remaining, a smaller amount of letters than appears in the Parsha of Vayhi ben Soha Aaron, the smallest Parsha, may be saved from the fire on Shabbos or not. So if there are any complete names of Hashem remaining, it can certainly be saved. But we're asking about a case where none of these letters form a complete Shem Hashem. So Rav Nachman's answer is, Ein Matzilim, they cannot be saved. There is a machlokas where there are 85 individual letters that do not make up entire words, suffice to give the remaining scroll Kedusha. Rav Huna Amar Mechunasos, Rav Huna says that the letters must be joined as words to give any Kedusha, whereas Rav Chista Amar Afilu Mufuzaros, Rav Chista would say even if there are scattered letters, the scroll still has Kedusha. Once we're on the topic of the Parsha of Vayhi ben Soha, which is surrounded by two inverted nuns, the Gemara mentions two opinions as to why these psukim are surrounded by nuns. First of all, Rebbe Yomer, Mipnei she'sefer chashuv hu b'fnei atzmo. It's considered a separate sefer of Chumash, so there are really seven books of Chumash, since Bamidbar is divided into the part before Vayhi ben Soha, the Parsha of Vayhi ben Soha itself, and then the part after Vayhi ben Soha. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lomer, asida parsha zu she'te'akar mikan v'tikasiv b'mekoma. This parsha doesn't really belong here, but it's placed here to divide between the punishment of the people running away from Har Sinai that appears before it, and the punishment of the Mesonim, the people who complained about their travels in the Midbar, which appears right after it. And that's the explanation of the inverted nuns. That's the basic Chazar of Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Vav.